I was listening to a report about insurance policies on a radio program this week when they mentioned some of the things that are not covered in a standard homeowner's policy, such as floods and other natural disasters. But they did not mention wildlife damage. I became aware of that issue back in the late 1980s when friends of mine discovered that a barred owl had dropped down their chimney and been stuck in a closed-off part of their house for at least a few days. By the time they found it, it had clawed up some expensive upholstered furniture, its droppings had seeped through the framing of some expensive art prints and wicked up to destroy the prints, and broken some expensive bric-a-brac. They did manage to get the owl safely outside, and then had to pay professionals to do much of the cleaning on their sloped walls and reupholster their sofa. And they naturally wanted to replace their artwork. When they brought the estimates in to their home insurance office, they learned something that shocked them. Damage to homes caused by wildlife is not covered. Period. They were distressed and called me to find out if that was true of all companies, so I started calling around and talked to several insurance agents. Perhaps assuming I was interested in buying a policy, they never volunteered the information that wildlife damage is excluded, but when I specifically asked, they were all clear that no, wildlife damage is not covered on standard homeowners insurance policies. I asked about house sparrows, who occasionally set buildings on fire in the 1800s by incorporating smoldering cigarette butts into their nests on clapboard houses. That would be covered, because the only exclusion for fire is owner arson. Then I asked about something a lot of Northlanders have to deal with, ruffed grouse crashing through their windows. I don't know why grouse do that, but know lots of people who've had to deal with the situation. But no, that's not covered, unless the people have special glass breakage protection. I asked how about if a kid threw a baseball through the window causing the exact same damage. They said that would be covered, as vandalism. So then I asked, well, what if a kid threw a ruffed grouse through the window? Every insurance agent I talked to laughed at the question, but they didn't know if it would be covered or not. I was given the names of two different insurance adjusters to find out for sure. So I called the adjusters. In both cases, I asked the questions in the same progression and got the same answers as the agents had given, except that when I came to whether it would be covered if a kid threw a ruffed grouse through the window, neither insurance adjuster laughed. Instead, they both asked in a severe tone, "Why do you want to know?" So then I wrote to humorist Dave Barry as a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, asking him to look into this critical issue. He wrote back that after dealing with insurance adjusters, his question was, "Are you covered if you shoot an insurance adjuster and he bleeds on your furniture?" Unfortunately, after my first encounters with them, I certainly wasn't about to call the insurance adjusters back to find out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.